I wanted to be a nurse or a practitioner of some kind.
Well, you got accepted in good places.
In those days, any graduate of San Fernando High School that had applied himself could go to almost any college he wanted to. It was that good a high school. And today, they still get good scholarships. There was a lady there, she's retired just recently. Her name was Mrs. Bonner. And she got students scholarships to Stanford and Harvard and SC and UCLA and MIT.
Wow. Yeah.
She did a wonderful job with those kids.
Today, I wouldn't have thought that they'd have that kind of student, that caliber of student, but...
You mean in San Fernando?
Mm-hmm.
But they do.
They do.
There are a lot of those kids that want to get out and get up.
Mm-hmm. The right counselor can make a big difference.
Oh, absolutely.
All the difference.
All those kids needed some help, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. The next question. What do you call the black stuff that coats stovepipes inside or chimneys inside?
Soot.
And the white stuff that falls to the bottom?
Ash.
Yes. Have you been out of the county? Yes. Right? Of course, you were born in
Illinois. Oh, yes.
Yes. And have you traveled around the United States or the world?
Yes.
Okay. Which countries abroad?
Well, I've been to the British Isles, all of them. I've been to Germany and the Netherlands and Luxembourg and Switzerland. We didn't want to go to France. We'd heard that France was not friendly. So we stayed away from that. But we were gone a month and we traveled by car. We had a good time.
You did the driving with the right-hand drive in England?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
But you lived through the process.
I lived through the process, yes.
You hear about people not living through the process.
Oh, I'm sure that's true. And those roads are so narrow and the hedges are right next to the tarmac.
Yes. In Ireland, I did the driving. Mr. Right-hand Drive was afraid to. So I did. I was very proud of myself. We did scrape a little bit on the left-hand side of our red rental car and got a little bill. Okay. Your main occupation during your life was what?
Oh, I don't know. I think I worked in the post office longer than I was a housewife, tell you the truth.
Yeah. As a clerk?
Yes.
Doing...
Everything.
Everything.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember your grandparents?
Oh, yes.
On both sides?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My father's parents lived in Illinois, and I visited them just twice, but I corresponded with them all through the years. But my grandparents on my mother's side raised me. After my father died, my mother and I went to live with them, and my mother went to work then. And so they raised me. My great-grandmother lived with us.
Oh, nice.
And in a few years, her older sister came to live with us,